Are we ready?
Are we doing this?
Are we doing
yeah,
it?
I think
so. I don't know, are we?
Are you good to go?
So confused.
Yeah, just,
yeah.
I'm ready.
Are we ready for the music?
Yeah, I think we're ready.
All right, we're going.
Everybody, thanks for tuning in to episode 369. It's May 7th, 2016. I'm one of your hosts today, Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And joining me today, from my right to my left, because I'm reading backwards just like the Chinese, Mr. Richard Webster on the podcast today.
Good evening, Greg, and good evening, listeners. This is Big Bad Daddy coming in your ear on a Friday night, Saturday night. I don't know what day of the week it is. And I've been playing some Forza, Greg, on my PC.
I'm excited to hear more about this, Rich. I'm excited for you that you're experiencing the Forza goodness and a little disturbed about the coming into my ear.
Yeah, well,
but
I'm excited for your excitement, for my excitement, for your excitement. That's what I'm excited about.
Excitement.
That's a lot of excitement. Also on the show, Mr. Excitement himself. Looking awfully green right about now. Mr. Mark Wright.
Yes. Hello, Greg. Hello, everyone. Mark Annex here. Mark Annex on Twitter, Xbox Live, Steam, rarely, and PSN. So
awesome.
Glad to be here again.
Excellent. And also on the show, certainly not least, Miss Kim Woods.
Howdy, everybody. It's GamerGirl27 here. That'd be Xbox, that'd be Steam, and, well, for me, honestly, those are the only two that count, so, you know.
Yeah, I should mention, my Steam's ID, it's OC underscore Murphy's Law. I have actually been on Steam this past week. I forgot about that, so that's a nice reminder.
Mm. Can't remember last time I was on Steam.
You know what, Mark? I bet you're going to be on it more and more as the gaming generation goes further. I'm just going to throw that out there. Predictions.
Right.
Mm.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Actually, probably not. Not at all. all right. We're a video game podcast. We talk about video games. It's what we do. It's what we like to do. We also talk about all kinds of other stuff. We won't do any spoilers of Game of Thrones, but holy shit. Oh, my God. Game of Thrones. You should be watching it. If you're not.
Game of Thrones. Here we go.
Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage.
Sorry. I love that.
It's going to be one of those podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on tomorrow for you guys, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I will not spoil it for anybody. I had to actually avoid our WhatsApp chats because we have a WhatsApp chat specifically about different things, and one of them happens to be Game of Thrones, and I completely had to avoid it this past week because I didn't see the Game of Thrones episode until probably Wednesday night. So, I mean, you guys were constantly chatting in there. Like, I kept seeing chats come up, and I'm like, archive, archive, archive. I didn't want to read any of it. So, yeah, but it's been good so far. I'm happy. I'm happy it's back.
Yeah. All I will say is, if a woman's wearing a red necklace, don't let her take the fucking thing off.
That's oh, dear God. No.
I wouldn't even, not even just red necklace. Maybe at this point, just keep all necklaces on. It's better safe than sorry. And if I ever have that idea again, punch me in the face. Okay.
I'll punch you in the face anyway. Okay.
You should. You should.
Yeah, I like it, rough day.
I do. So let's dive into what we've been playing, unless anybody else has something they want to talk about. Again, try not to spoil anything that might be spoiler-ish.
We've actually had some sunshine today in the UK, so yay, summer's here, and then tomorrow it'll be summer's gone. So we've had,
you know what's day. Funny, Mark, you've had sun today.
Yeah.
I had rain today.
I did too.
Go figure. Yeah. Yeah,
and we've had sun all week, so
yeah, I'm happy for the rain. It's ensuring that we're not going to have another drought year, but
Do you know what pisses me off in the UK, right? All the newspapers, and they'll put it all on Facebook and Twitter and that, they always put UK to get a heat wave, hotter than Mallorca, it's hotter than Spain this weekend. What they don't say is we get one or two days of it, and then that's it. If you go to, like, Gran Canaria or Mallorca, it's hot all fucking summer long. So why compare it to that? It's not the same. So
no,
we should stop doing that.
I think they're just trying to lift your spirits up a little bit to be excited about a heat wave, you know.
While we're talking about heat.
Yes.
And things that are wet.
Yeah.
Well,
while we're talking about wet, I've been watching Fear the Walking Dead, and I'm not going to spoil anything, but we know
that's
that
good,
it's
because,
like,
I haven't seen the very last episode.
See, it's absolutely. Like, it's not a spoiler, but basically, it's now on the water. It's like a water thing now. So Walking Dead has the woods and the fields. Fear the Walking Dead has the water. And it's an interesting thing because do you remember that episode of The Walking Dead where I think Rick was looking out down into like a pond, a little mini lake, and there was a walker chained to like something underneath and he was just floating and like would see him. So walkers don't die in the water. So can you imagine what all the boats and all the dead people going around and there's walkers washing up on beaches and that? The sea is full of walkers, like sharks, like swimming around being walkers. Swimmers.
Yeah, it is an interesting concept. I mean, you think about it also because, I mean, back when The Walking Dead started up, I think everybody and their mother was just like, I'd get on a ship and I'd just go out to sea. Yeah. I'd be totally fine. But not so much. There's problems with being out in the ocean.
There's a part in the new series, again, no spoilers, but there's an island, a small island, where they have to build this, like, these people that are there have to build this fence because every day dead walkers, like, are just washing up every single day, just washing up on the beach. So it's a really interesting spin. I like where they're going with it. Different.
I would just like to point out, Rich, you said no spoilers here, and then you went on to kind of spoil just a little piece of that show.
well, these aren't anything like major storylines. These are just like, hey, this is going on in the background type of thing. I will say this, though. The first episode of the new season is really cool how it starts. Proper cool.
Yes.
Proper cool.
I would agree. But I will also say Fear the Walking Dead to me is not as good as The Walking Dead. It is the B show to the A show, for sure.
Is it like its distant cousin?
Yeah. And I think part of it's because we know about the walkers. So it's hard for me to reset my mind of we don't know about them yet because we've been living in The Walking Dead for, 4 years now?
Mm. Yeah.
3-4 years, somewhere in there. So maybe it's not that long, but I think it is. But, I mean, so all of the stuff that they're encountering in Fear of the Walking Dead is kind of like the beginnings, you know, when they first are having the outbreak happen and they don't really know what's happening. But to us, we're just like, they're walkers. They're going to eat you. Don't get close to them. You know, somebody died. Don't hug them. Don't get close to them. Those kind of things are all, you know, we're ingrained. So I have a hard time getting into Fear of the Walking Dead because of that. If that makes sense.
I've only seen season one, and I quite enjoyed the whole how it all kicks off and the slow progression. Now it wasn't sort of like instant like it was for Rick.
You know, it's funny. I wanted it to actually be a little slower because I do agree with you. I liked season one. It had it was a little bit drawn out. But by the end of season one, to me, it kind of – It would be a small jump from the end of season one to basically where Rick was in The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
So I want there to be a little bit more of that mystery, that intrigue, and also, you know, the origins, you know, where this all started. I want to explore that stuff, the mystery of what caused this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to know that.
I don't know
if
they're going to go there. I don't know if they're going to. And they also pissed me off. My last little rant of Fear of the Walking Dead. They pissed me off because they did a mini web series about the plane.
Yeah.
So in a lot of adverts for Fear of the Walking Dead, you saw this the scene in an airplane, and in the airplane you were seeing how basically, you know, something was going on in the plane, and more or less we figured, you know, just through the advertising that somebody was turning into, you know, an infected walker on the plane. But they didn't release that to the series. You had to go online to their website to watch the web series. And it just – I'm kind of like, okay, stop trying to drag me to all these different areas and places to try and make a little bit more money. Just do an episode on TV. Show me that stupid plane.
Yeah, I agree. What I did like, though, is with the Fear the Walking Dead, last thing I'll say is that I agree with you, Greg. Like, there's these moments in Fear the Walking Dead where, like, it's one person's, like, first time killing a walker, and they're like – they're like, oh my god, no, I don't know what to do. Oh, I'll just stab him in the head. Oh, and then they're like, oh, are you okay? And it's like, we've seen that a million times. Just walk, just right. Get over it. Just kill him. Kill him, fuck off. He's dead.
Just kill him, get over it.
Yeah, it's because we've seen so many people now, even in like The Walking Dead, so many like normal, like alive people get killed that death's right. meaningless now. It's like, whatever. Whatever.
Yeah. All right, so it's not bad. It isn't bad. There are some interesting choices happening. I'm not crazy about all the characters as well in Fear the Walking Dead compared to The Walking Dead, but we'll see.
How old's
I'm
the
not
daughter?
Going anywhere.
How old's the daughter?
Just you, Rich.
That's a good question, Rich. That's
wondering.
A good question.
Just wondering. Anyway.
Yes, moving on. All right, let's move on. Well, actually, before we get – big thing this past week, anybody – Captain America Civil War, has anybody seen it yet?
No. I did see anybody? Deadpool, finally. You know.
Congratulations.
Oh, Deadpool is so good.
It's a fantastic movie. Probably, awesome. As far as I know, I have not seen the latest Captain America, but Deadpool to me was the best comic book superhero movie, only because it was so well done and faithful to the original material. Mm-hmm. So I rather enjoyed that, even though it was much tougher to watch. I mean, if you think about it, you know, it was, you know, rated R. It had nudity. It had lots of gore to it. And we're not necessarily used to seeing all of that in a traditional comic book hero movie because they're usually geared a little bit more towards the family.
It had nudity, though, as well, Greg. I don't know if you mentioned nudity, but it had, like, nudity.
It had some good nudity.
It had nudity with the woman from Homeland.
Yes.
Claire?
Yes.
Is it Claire or Sarah? I can't remember.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
She's not a name. She's just an object. It doesn't matter what her name is.
Actually, you know who she plays if you've watched the series Gotham?
Mm-hmm.
That is Lee, who plays the pregnant girlfriend to – oh, dear God. His name just totally escaped me. Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gordon's Jim Gordon.
Jim Gordon, right.
So is this Deadpool's girlfriend then? Who
yes.
you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, because I recognize her from Firefly. She was the
she was in Firefly
companion,
too.
Yes. And I recognize her from the remake of V. She was Anna, the leader of the aliens.
Yep.
Now I don't recall the remake of V, but I do recall Firefly. But she's been freshly in my mind because of Gotham. Which I do like Gotham. I have to admit, it's not perfect, and it is a little bit. It feels like a little bit of a stretch of kind of what the you know the DC universe is, and but it's pretty interesting. They go into a lot of origin stuff, which I'll be honest, I don't know how faithful that is to the actual comic book series, but it's an interesting take on it, regardless. Anyway, all right, enough of the TV and movie stuff. I mean, it's like we're talking about movies and video games like they should be talked about together. Clearly, gamers don't want TV and movies within their video game stuff.
Nope.
Just going to let that hang for a second.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about the games we've been playing. I'll start it up. It's been a light week for me gaming. A lot of work stuff, a lot of family life kind of interjecting. I did a lot of wine tasting over the past couple weekends. For those that want to do something fun, you ever want to do a little excursion, find yourself a couple wineries that are close to one another and go wine tasting. It's a fun trip. Even if you're not a big wine drinker, pack a little food, you go in, you taste some wines, and by the time you're halfway into the wine tasting,
you've lost your balls.
You're going to be okay. No, you've lost your taste buds. So you're going to be okay with what taste buds.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. But it's a fun time. It's just fun to be out in the fresh air, hanging out with friends, drinking, eating. Let me just say that. Anyway, nice. So The Division, Rebel Galaxy, played a little bit of both of those over the past week. Still really enjoy Rebel Galaxy. I had an itch. I do like that game.
I need to get back into that.
Is that like the top-down, like, spacey one? Like, shoot the rocks?
It's not top-down, but it's side-on. It's 2D plane, isn't it? Yeah.
It's actually isometric kind of third-person view of your ship. It's single-plane combat. Mm. And what I mean by that is, as you go into combat, you'll see ships above and below you. But in terms of actual combat that you get involved with, you everything is on a single plane. Yeah. It sounds like it makes it overly simplistic, which it does, and it's nice for a gamepad controller, but you don't really feel like it's overly simplistic.
Yeah, I think the music's really good.
The music is a very nice touch, yes. And kind of Firefly-like, if you ask me. It has a little bit of that cowboy space western feel to it. At least the music does. Rebel Galaxy. I mean, if you're ever looking for a space sim light, because it is space sim light, it is a very fun game in that regard. And sim is probably the wrong word to use, but it's probably the only word I really can use at this point. But I mean, don't expect, anything deep. This is not Elite Dangerous. It is a very dumbed down space sim game, but for those that aren't into the super ultra realistic space sims, then this is perfect. And it's only, I think, $20. So
yeah, you say dumbed down, but it has a lot of depth to it. There's a lot to do.
There is a lot of depth to it, but I mean, from a control scheme, I guess what I should have been saying. The control scheme is very dumbed down. It's very simplistic. But there's a lot of deep mechanics to it, a lot of upgrades that you can be doing to your ships. And then there's also just a interactive kind of story element to it where you can make decisions, and based on the decisions you make, other third parties will – NPC parties may react to you differently, or it will set you off on new missions. But again, it's a little light. Don't expect The Witcher 3. But again, $20, and if you have that itch, you want to go blow some stuff up, you want to have a ship that you can customize, there you go. And I think that's pretty much it for me, so let's go to Kim. Kim, what have you been playing?
Well, yeah, it's kind of been a slow week for me as well, but I did get a little bit in here. I played a little more of Divinity Original Sin Enhanced Edition, and I really didn't get far, but I messed around with it a little bit and, unlocked a few things, yada yada. Still a good game, just not very far into it.
Is this a remaster then of an old game? Or?
No, it's a, well, I is guess you want to call it a port of a PC game.
Right. Okay. So Divinity Original Sin came out on PC, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, somewhere around there?
10 years ago.
10 years ago, okay. But highly acclaimed, though. I mean, it got all kinds of awards, and everybody loved it. In fact, I want to say it was in Giant Bomb's contender for, Game of the Year. They had it up there. I want to say in, their final 10. You know how every year they do that, 2-week-long period where they're just arguing for 2 weeks? It's definitely got a lot of praise. It's a very polished game. Think of it kind of Kim, obviously you should probably be saying this instead of me, but I mean, it's almost Diablo-like except for with a party.
Yep, exactly.
You have multiple characters in your party, and you kill a lot of stuff.
You do kill a lot of stuff, especially
but it's
orcs
an RPG.
And The Walking Dead. Surprisingly enough, there are dead walkers in this game, so there you go.
I've got a video.
It all
on the
comes
stream
back
now.
To The Walking Dead,
I've got a video on the stream now for people that want to see it. It's a pretty game. Are you playing the Enhanced Edition?
Yes.
Okay, that's what this is. Yeah. This is the Enhanced Edition, guys.
In fact,
came out. Yeah, this game came out right at the same time that Wasteland 2 came out, and I had a decision because I wanted to play, kind of a more traditional RPG, and both of these fit that bill, but
definitely.
I decided to go Wasteland 2 because I wanted something that was turn-based, kind of more XCOM-like. as opposed to Divinity, which isn't turn-based. So I made my choice. I don't know if I made the right choice or not. Both of them I think are good games.
Well, so. I love Diablo-type games, so I'd probably like this. Is it loads of loot? That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't got far enough to get a whole bunch of loot yet, but there is loot. So yeah.
I think I might have to buy this.
So loads of loot may not be the right term then.
Well, not for me, not yet anyway, but, all right. You know,
so Kim needs
I'm kind of slow going. Yeah, I need to play it more and, you know.
Yeah, stop playing goddamn Frozen games and Tinkerbell games and, you know, maybe devote a little time to the games you actually paid for.
I haven't played that in a while. As a matter of fact, was it last week or the week before last? I was playing Dragon Age, so there you go. Although I have 300 hours of Dragon Age, so maybe.
Yes, you do. But you at least paid for that game, you know.
That's right, I did. I paid for that one. Yes. So I've also been playing. I played a little Pac-Man because they had the three bundle with Dig Dug and Galaga.
Okay.
I think yeah. They had the bundle with that. I picked it up. It was like $9 or $8. So I played a little Pac-Man, and holy Christ, I used to be good at this game. I'm not so good at this game anymore.
I grew up on Pac-Man.
Does Pac-Man translate really well to consoles? So that's a question I have to ask, because there's something about being able to, you know, old school arcade cabinet with the joystick that you could just jam on. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, you were hitting it so hard you were trying to break it, but that thing was sturdier than a rock. And it could not break. Whereas to me, feeling that, like the gamepad, I just don't feel like it's going to have that same feel.
I agree with you there. It doesn't feel like it's as responsive, maybe. Because, I mean, I will sit there and I will try to get Pac-Man to go one way to avoid being killed, and he just totally, like, stutters for, like, a second, and I die. So it's like, you know, in the Atari, that would have never happened, you know.
Now, here's a question. Do you try using the thumbstick or do you try using the D-pad?
I try using the thumbstick.
I wonder if – can you use the D-pad?
Well, I don't know. I haven't tried that.
It might be a preferred
method. Championship. Yeah, you can have championship edition. And with the Elite controller, the D-pad's obviously a lot better, so it works quite well.
I will try that then, because with thumbsticks, I always die. So –
okay.
But it is fun to go back and you know, show my little 3-year-old nephew, you know, even though it was old by the time I got to play Pac-Man, it's like, this is what I used to play when, you know, I wasn't your age, but, you know, way back
then. And being
when.
That he's 3, he's not going to give you a lot of grief.
If he was
13, he'd be like, what is this garbage?
Exactly.
You know, this is video games. No, it is not. No, it is not, Auntie Kim.
What's this crap, Aunt Tim?
Exactly. What the hell are you playing now? And I can hear him saying that too. And on top of all that, finally today, I downloaded it the other day, but finally today I got to play a little Overwatch. So
okay. I've played this, so I can jump in on this one.
Alright. But I played it today. I wasn't expecting a lot other than I knew it was made by Blizzard. And I've had pretty good luck with games made by Blizzard. And I'm impressed, I have to say. I definitely like it over Battleborn. You know, I can jump in and play this and, you know, like an hour, half hour, whatever, get back out, do something else. Where with Battleborn, I was pretty much fed up with it by the time I was done with it. So I don't know. It looks pretty. It plays well. So
yeah, it's a gorgeous looking game. I never played Battleborn beta, but yeah, I really like this one. And they've given you the whole range of heroes as well to play with right from the off.
So can you guys maybe give me a little bit of a recap? What is this game? I mean, you know, how do you play it? Is it player versus player? Is it player versus environment? Are there collectibles, upgrades? How does it all work?
It's it's player versus player, or you can play against AI. You can do custom matches with this one. So you can, like, I initially played against AI. I haven't played online with other players yet. I've not got that far into it. But you can set up as many different rules and game modes as you want. It's quite flexible. The couple of game modes I played, there was one where you had to escort a ship, and the other team have to stop you escorting this ship along this set route.
Yep.
That's quite fun. And all the heroes have different abilities, different weapons. There's so much variety in it. It takes some getting used to, because you're that used to pressing the left trigger to pull your gun up, whereas this, it has a different weapon mode for the left trigger and the right trigger, so you don't actually pull your gun up. But once you get used to that, it's quite intuitive.
Yeah. And there's no story. There's no single player at all. It's like Titanfall. So I didn't even know that going into it. I did some research afterwards, and yeah, it's just all multiplayer. So then there's Capture the Flag. I played a few rounds of that. So yeah, I mean,
I had someone describe it as it might have been Giant Bomb actually. Someone describe it as like Team Fortress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got that vibe to it. Definitely, it's a bit Team Fortressy and a bit what's a game? It's more like I can't think. Carry on.
That is a problem when you can't think. It has definitely a Team Fortress kind of vibe. Especially, I think character modeling too kind of has a little bit of that cartoony.
Yeah, I meant the Borderlands look. Yeah, it's got that cartoony sort of like cel-shaded sort of like feel to it.
Right.
Although, if anything, Battleborn's going to be more like that because it's from Gearbox, isn't it? But this,
right.
Yeah,
right.
This is not as much cel-shaded, but it's more cartoony.
And the animation. Out of curiosity, I mean, cool. A lot of people have been saying that Battleborn is in a lot of trouble. Because Overwatch basically is the better Battleborn. Right. And they're releasing, as far as I know, right around the same time. And
Battleborn's just come out, hasn't it? And Overwatch
just come out. Overwatch is just around the corner.
Yeah, next week, I think.
Right. But yeah. Overwatch's beta, ironically, like kept popping up like right in front of and or with the Battleborn betas. And so it was always like you had comparisons. You could just kind of, within weeks, kind of be able to say, you know, which one you prefer better.
Mm-hmm.
And so far everybody has seemed to gravitate towards Overwatch being the better of the two.
I know I did. I don't know. I didn't like Battleborn's multiplayer at all, really. So this is much better for me, in my opinion. So, you know, whether I want to go out and spend this, $60 on it when it comes out? It depends. If there's a large group of us that are going to buy it and, you know, we're going to play, right, then sure, yeah. But if, you know, if it looks like it's just going to be me, then, no, I'll probably wait till it's on sale.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. I'm not going to be in a rush to get this.
Yeah, maybe on sale.
Yeah.
All right, Kim, anything else?
Nope, that was it for me.
Okay. Well, Mark, since we already dove into a little bit of what you have been playing, let's continue on.
Yeah, sadly, it's been a really quiet gaming week for me this week.
It happens. It happens. I mean, we do have lives outside of video games. And as much as we don't want to admit it, you know, I mean, we don't get paid for this. So it's not like we're...
Sadly.
We would love to be paid. If anybody does want to pay us for this, feel free.
Please.
Donations... You know, at @OC_Murphy's Law. Screw the rest of you. but you did play a game that I'm keenly interested to hear about.
Yeah,
because I loved this game.
Yeah, I was looking for a game I could just sort of like have a quick go on, just for a few minutes.
This game could not be a better choice for that very reason.
Yeah, which is 60 Second Shooter Prime.
Yes.
Which is quite an oldish game now, but thanks to my long-lost brother, Mr. DeLacy, this was in my games section, already downloaded.
Now, did you know what this game was before you started to play it, or you just saw it and you're like,
"No,
I remember Craig talking about this,
yeah,
but try it."
I remember you and Robin raving about this quite a while ago, and I know it had that sort of like Geometry Wars vibe. Slightly, so I gave it a go, and yeah, it's definitely got that one more go feeling. I got quite hooked on it.
It is literally 60 seconds. That's the entire length of the game. So it's as much and many points as you can score within quote unquote 60 seconds. Now there are things you can do to extend time, so you can make longer than 60 seconds, obviously. But that is kind of the premise behind the game. And, it's a leaderboard game. It's a perfect leaderboard game.
Yeah. It took me a while to figure out what the different power-ups were, what the energy was for. Figured out the level thing. At first I thought the more levels you went up, the harder it got, which it did to an extent, but I think nearer the end of a timer, it threw everything at you.
Right, right.
And it honestly took me ages before I actually got to the full 60 seconds. And when an achievement didn't pop for that, I was quite annoyed. I was expecting this noise when I got the 60 seconds. But it didn't happen. But yeah, it felt good when I actually made 60 seconds.
Right.
And then every game then was beat my last score. And I looked at the leaderboards and thought, oh, pass him. So, all right, I've got to beat him. So I kept going until I absolutely obliterated his score. And then I saw your score and Bongo's and thought, fucking hell, I'm going to take me ages to beat them. I think my scores are like 700,000 and yours are like so many million.
Right.
So I have no clue how you do that.
So what?
You must start at higher levels.
It's been a while. No. So what happens is as you're playing, there's ways you can increase multipliers. And I forgot exactly how you do it because it's been a while since I played.
Yeah, I've just unlocked the multiplier option. Yeah, with
multipliers is super important. So you want to increase your multipliers as much as possible. And it's like I want to say it's involving like stringing a bunch of kills together will start increasing your multipliers. And so you just want to ramp that up as fast as you can, as quickly as you can, because obviously the faster your multipliers go up, the higher your score is going to crank up that much quicker. Yeah. And then utilizing the time slowdown pieces, because there are some slowdown pieces, I believe, when you shoot them, they'll slow down time. They can be super helpful.
Yeah, but it's called position or something. It's like a little hourglass symbol, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, really, it's a matter of extending your game out. So you want to add additional time to it and keep it kind of going as long as you can, and then of course just keeping that multiplier going up higher and higher and higher. So I want to say it's once you get to level 10, the multiplier starts going up considerably.
All right, I think the highest I've got to is 9. I haven't got to 10 yet.
So you're like right there.
Yeah, and I've noticed as well, now I've sort of like getting to some higher levels, when I start a new game, I can actually start at a higher level now. It allows me to start at level 5 now if I want to.
Right, which that also is important. Start at level 5.
Yeah, which I've started doing.
But notice that once you start at level 5, it ramps up that much faster in terms of difficulty.
And with this type of game, it does what you want it to do. Once you get destroyed, it's instantly... Press a button, restart. It's instant restart, like on Trials and everything. So you can get straight back into it. So the amount of times I've lasted like 5 seconds. Oh shit! I mean, sorry. Instant restart.
Well, and you don't. There's no guilt to it, also, because I mean, you know, first of all, you're expecting your game to be no longer than 60 seconds anyway. So, dying quickly in this game is not really that big of a penalty.
Yeah.
Versus like a Geometry Wars, where if you die, it's just like you know. But I also will say visually, it's a hard game at times because there's not just the foregrounds or the enemy stuff and all of the explosions happening, but there's also the background stuff that is just noise.
Yeah.
It's like background noise.
I was just
going to
mention the initial sort of like the basic default color of the background and everything. I found that quite difficult. I kept not seeing some of the enemies.
Right.
Because it had like a white swirly effect and some of the enemies were white and some of them chase you as well as the floating cubes. But as you progress, you do unlock different colours and backgrounds. And they're called themes. And I've unlocked a purple one now, like a deep purple, and I quite like that colour. It's darker and it helps me visualise the enemies easier. So I found that a lot better.
Right.
But yeah, I did have a problem with the visuals initially.
As I recall, I changed up my theme as well. So
you can have it on random, and it'll just keep switching all the time. But
I think that would make it even harder.
Yeah, I prefer it just on that darker theme. So really cool game.
Mm. 60-second shooter. Anything else?
No, that's it. Well, on the PS4, I don't think I paid for it. I think because I bought it on the PS3. I think it was a freebie. It's similar vein to this. I played the Super Stardust HD.
Right. I think that was a PS Plus.
Yeah. But I've got it on the PS4 now because I had it on PS3. That's a cool game. That's made by the same people who did Resogun, Housemarque. Mm-hmm. They're a superb developer. They also did Dead Nation and the new Alien Nation, which I haven't got yet. But this, you can play in 3D. And I've got a 3D TV which hardly ever gets used in 3D, but like it did on the PS3, this game in 3D is absolutely fantastic. It's one of the best 3D games you can play, and it's so simple. It's just a planet, like a see-through vector graphic planet, and you're just going around it, but you like fix so everything twirls around, and it's like geometry walls on a globe. And that's so much fun. It's very similar to 60-second shooter Prime, that sort of like idea. But yeah, the 3D effects on that are absolutely brilliant. And Housemarque have got voxel graphics off to a T. It is superb.
Okay.
So yeah, that's it for me.
Awesome. Mr. Webster.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I've been talking.
How about we talk? You've been talking. You've been talking some games that I mean, who would have thunk?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have thought. You know, if you'd said to me, you know, 30 years ago, Rich, in 30 years, you'd be playing Forza on your PC, I'd have said, fuck off, you lying bastard.
And what is Forza?
Yeah, exactly. So Forza Motorsport 6 Apex Beta. It's a really short name. I've been playing that on Windows PC, Windows 10 PC.
Oh, is it only in beta at the moment?
They call it beta,
Right, okay. So is that free at the moment then?
Yes. Free to play.
Cool. But it is going to be free. As far as I know, the Apex version is going to be free forever. That's what they said.
Yeah, they've got microtransactions, so it's free forever.
Oh, so you have to buy the tracks and the cars?
They've got lots of tracks. They give you lots of cars. You can unlock faster cars early.
We had to pay for this on Xbox One, Greg. What's going on?
You can, in free play, in the free play option, you can pick any car in free play, all the fast ones.
Right.
But in Korea, there's a progression, isn't there? So you unlock cars as you get
points. What if you don't want to play in Korea? Is it South Korea or?
Yeah, basically. So in the Korea mode.
Well, it's not North Korea.
you choose.
Dodging missiles.
On your second tour today, I could pay to have like the faster car in that class, 79p per car, or I can just wait and earn the points to unlock it. So it's a microtransaction free to play game, but I don't really care.
That's kind of similar to what they did with Forza 6 on the the Xbox One.
You could buy tokens, couldn't you?
Yeah, so in Forza 6 though, can't you still buy tokens, but it's not as in your face?
I'm not sure.
I want to say that is the case. You can buy cars. Well, we bought the Ultimate Edition, so we got everything for free. Yeah. Well, I should say we didn't get it for free. We paid through our nose for it. But we have all the cars unlocked for us. But in Forza 6, they have that premise of, you know, you can unlock the cars and earn them. I'm sure the earn rate is different in Forza 6 Apex versus regular Forza 6. But, you know, you can earn the cash through game and buy whatever cars you want. But they always have given you the option if you wanted to. You could just, you know, pay a little dollar here, you know. Give us a little couple pence, and then you can unlock a car.
And at that price as well, it's quite tempting, I suppose. Right. And all you need is sort of like a few hundred thousand people to think, 79p.
Exactly, 79p.
That's
you're
a
looking
lot of
at your
money.
Dresser, and it's sitting right on top of your dresser in a clump of change.
Yeah, I've got 79p, literally. Like, let me just get this webcam. Literally, like, here. Can you see it? Well, no, you can't. There you go.
No, we can't
see your camera. Right in your hand, right?
Pennies,
there. Yeah.
Like pennies there. So let me fix my camera. Again, beautiful. So yeah, Forza 6 Apex. It's I played it. When did I play it? I played it the other day, and the performance was a little bit questionable.
Right.
Performance. But Nvidia released a game ready driver like today or yesterday, so I installed that, and now it's boss. Although it does seem to dip a little bit of frames in the heavy rain in a full race. Well, I expect that to happen.
How many frames per second are you running the game at?
60, I think.
Okay, all right, 60. Now, Mark, I should also point out, don't feel too bad, because for the mere, you know, $400 or $500 we paid for our console, my understanding the specs for Forza 6 are quite hefty.
Yeah.
They're not exactly small, machines to run this. Rich, you can confirm this or deny this.
I'm going to deny it through my nose, but no, it's basically, you need a pretty hefty computer to run like at minimum and decent frames, but it's a beautiful looking game. It's
So it's beautiful on the Xbox One as well, and it runs 60 frames per second on the Xbox One as well. So
yeah, I did notice some of the differences. I saw some comparisons, so it was interesting to see. One of the things I really noticed, the forward view didn't seem like, in terms of scenery, there was all that much difference. But it always struck me funny when you looked in the rearview mirror. In the PC version, all kinds of detail stays in the screen. In the Xbox One version, once you go past things and it's in your rearview mirror, you know, as you look through the rearview mirror, you'll notice all, like, a lot of the stacked up scenery, the higher scenery, disappears. So you see the track, you see kind of some of the fences and stuff, but like the distant mountains completely disappear. It's like they don't exist anymore. Whereas in the PC version, that detail all is still there.
So yeah, $800 and you can get those distant mountains.
So. in mind you, that small rearview mirror.
Yeah, in that small mirror, yeah. It's a really nice looking game. It runs pretty decently considering it's a beta and it's only just come out. And it's a really good game. Like, it feels nice. Feels nice, and I'm slowly taking assists off because it's been a while since I've played a sim racer. So I started out with full assists, and I was like, I don't even have to take my finger off the trigger here. You know, the acceleration trigger, if that wasn't obvious. I am also playing with the Xbox One pad as well, so it's like you know, I'm in the club.
I was going to ask how you're playing with it, what controller system.
Yeah, so I'm playing with the Xbox One pad, but what I don't, the Xbox One guide button does fuck all on the PC, and it's annoying because I like whoop, then like bringing up my friends and like sending a message like, hey, you bastard, go die, motherfucker. But like, I don't really do that. Achievements as well. I don't get the achievement sound.
I don't. Oh, but do the achievements pop up? You just don't get the sound?
See, they do, but I had quiet hours on. So I don't know if it pops up like that. I don't know if it does. I don't think it does. I think it just fucking pops up like an email. Yeah, like that. I wish it did that.
There you go, Rich. That's made up for all your achievements you missed.
I got an achievement before. I'll show you. Let me get the Xbox app up now. I was quite happy with this achievement. I got this in my first free play race today. Where's my Chivos? Chivos! Achievement time. This week on Big Bad Daddy's Achievements. There we go. Brilliant. Win a race in a 2017 Ford GT in free play with maximum opponent cars. Let me tell you, I almost lapped people. That's how good I was. Do you know what's cool as well, guys? It downloads your ghosts.
That's awesome.
From Xbox One?
Yeah. I race you guys.
Right.
So one, Rich, that is exciting. And two, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because I know I drive like an asshole in Forza.
It's a shame you can't actually cross play with Xbox One, because you could join in with the True Skill Challenge, what we're going to be doing in June.
I know. Yeah. Maybe the next Forza, because it's going to day and day release with PC as far as we know. So maybe that'll be cross play. I don't know.
Horizon.
But yeah, I'll join in. But yeah, it's good because like I'll be in a race, and it'll be like people from the community that I've like not spoken to for years, and like you guys. And there was a race like I think the one before last or whatever, Bongo was leading. Right, and I was like coming in second, but I'm like Ayrton fucking Senna when I race, so I don't break when I, you know, when everyone else breaks, and I just rev when people don't rev like Senna. I'm a real like outlaw on the racetrack, so basically I just smashed him everywhere on all of us. But I realized then I'm in a low class early start touring race. No one was probably good in those races.
For the record, if you're racing with Bongo, you are racing low class.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, but I mean, it plays great. It's quite exciting to have a Forza game on PC. I feel like, even though we've had sim races before, like Project Cars, I feel like this is the first proper one. All the rest are just like indie, whatever, apart from like the grid game. So I feel like this is like, because I was really into Gran Turismo as a kid. I was that kid that would like do like 6 hours of endurance racing, go to sleep, get up and carry on, like unpause and carry on endurance racing, and Gran Turismo 2. I love that game. So good.
So let me ask you. Sorry, go ahead, Mark. Go
I was going to say, did you play that Assetto Corsa racing game?
I didn't. No, you know.
Because that's got a big following, hasn't it?
Yeah,
people
like that.
And that's coming to consoles. Yeah.
I think my problem was I was following it when it was coming out, and it was like, right, yeah, it's released, and I was like, £40 for a racing game that's, I don't know, I don't really play that much. I'll wait. Then Project Cars got announced, the trailers, and I was like, I think I'll get that
one. I'll wait. Yeah, right, right. I'll wait.
And then Project Cars come out, and then the reviews were like, it's not a 10. Or, like, it's not as good as, like, people thought and stuff, and it's got issues, and I thought, I'll wait. And looks like my wait.
I still think the menu screens in Project Cars are its biggest problem. I didn't mind the complexity of the racing so much. I mean, it was challenging, especially the stupid go-karts, man. Oh, my God. But the menu screen, the UI in Project Cars was just horrible. It did not make any sense to me, and I don't know why. Maybe I just couldn't make heads or tails of it. Maybe I was drunk. I don't know. But Forza to me and Gran Turismo both have really good user interfaces to where when you jump into that game, you kind of know what you're doing. You know, there's career mode, there's multiplayer. It's all laid out nicely. You're not guessing. Yeah. Whereas in Project Cars, I'm like, what in the fuck? I mean, it's just like boxes and grids of like in your face from the get-go, and you're like, so where's my career? And how do I jump from one class to a different class? That drove me up the goddamn wall, because it didn't seem like you could just progress your career into new cars. It was like you almost had to stop your career in one class and then move over to a different class. And I was like, that's dumb.
I loved in the old Gran Turismos, and I don't really get that feeling anymore. You'd get like $10,000 and you'd start your career. I mean, you'd have to do your licenses, which is silly now by nowadays standards, but you do your license. I did like my A license and my B license and my super license and all that. You get 10 grand, you buy a shitty Toyota like hatchback thing, and like, you go, right, okay, I'll do the Sunday class race 10 times, and then I'll have enough to buy a Subaru Impreza. And then I'll move up and I'll do like this race 10 times, and then I'll have enough to buy like a.
Right. That was the RPG grind, right?
Yeah, it was.
When you really think about it, it was the car RPG of its time. And unfortunately, they seem to have moved away from that grind. And now everybody wants the cool cars right away. But I love the whole notion, like you, Rich, you know, I got my shitty little Toyota, I had to, you know, I'm tricking this thing out to the nth degree.
Yeah.
And
put
and
like
then,
turbo
you know,
on it, turbo level 4, race tires.
Right, but your side mirror is like hanging off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just love that because like it was, you'd spend hours just trying to get the money to get like the best car. I don't think you're supposed to play the game like that. I think you were supposed to, I'll buy a slightly better Toyota now.
Right.
There was like 3,000 of them. Yeah, and you used to have your garage, but there were so many cars, and I used to love, I think it was Gran Turismo 2, it had the Suzuki Pikes Peak, I think it was, and it had like 2,000 brake horse, you'd do like 0 to 60 in like minus seconds, it literally went, it was just unbelievable, and oh my god, that game, oh jeez, I just want a racing game like that. Don't make them like that anymore. Now it's like hand-holdy. It's like, ever since Dirt, it's like, here you go. This is tour number one. Here's a shitty little car. Race this car. Win this race. You go to a slightly better car with a slightly harder track. And it's like all hand-holdy. I liked it when it was like, this is all the races. Have a go. You'll lose.
One thing I loved about Grid, speaking of Grid from earlier, was how they had the... you had different sponsors that would come to you after you started doing well, and they were like, hey, we'd love to sponsor you, and you'd have some choices to make of who you wanted to sponsor you, and that would give you extra money towards your next car.
Yeah.
Rich, question for you. From a PC gamer point of view, because you are, by any stretch, from our core group of gamers on the Overseas Connection, you are the PC gamer. What are your thoughts on Microsoft's efforts so far to get into PC gaming, to re-embrace it?
They've started on a high note. They initially went in with the Tomb Raider release. Yeah, there's some issues, and I think the issues are there because Xbox are trying to sneak in to the Windows platform, and the Windows platform was never meant to hold the Xbox stuff. So it's kind of like, I feel like Phil's is banging on the door of like the Windows guys every day being like, we need this feature, you know, this needs to work and whatever. But so far, I'm happy with what they've done. They brought Tomb Raider along, which I didn't buy, but maybe one day.
Right.
So they started on a high note. You've got Gears of War has come out. already.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Quantum Break day and day release on PC. Forza is now on there. So they're not holding back. Right. It's not like they went, here's Geometry Wars and fucking...
Right.
You, I don't know.
Viva Pinata.
Viva Pinata, Geometry Wars, and cunt fucking... What's... No, some, put, insert,
did you just say cunt fucking?
Cunt fucking... Insert some shit game here.
Right.
But there are a lot of people that are claiming that Microsoft, and especially this Tim Sweeney cunt, claiming that Microsoft are trying to close down PC gaming. Tim Sweeney has got no qualification. I was saying this on the PC Gamer Forum and people weren't liking it. Tim Sweeney is not qualified to comment on Microsoft's plans. I don't care who he is. Don't care who he works for. For him to say Microsoft is planning this, he's a cunt, a lying bastard, and he's got no way of knowing because, one, he doesn't work for Microsoft, and two, he's a cunt.
Well,
did I say, you know, it, did I, have I also said
you did.
He's a cunt?
You did many times. You know, it should be pointed out, you know, it's funny because everybody's like, oh, he works for Epic. You know, he's the founding people of Epic Games. But let's not sugarcoat this anymore. Epic Games really is Tencent Games now. You know, they're owned by Tencent for the most part.
Yeah.
Tencent has, a controlling interest now in Epic. And Tencent is all about, you know, the money. So... I take what Tim Sweeney says with a grain of salt. And obviously, you know, they have their own agenda. They want Unreal Engine to be used by every game company out there. So it's a little disingenuous to sit there and say that they have some evil plan when, in fact, Epic has some evil plan because they, you know, they want to be the only game engine out there in the universe.
And
so.
And they've got their own store. So like, I don't know what their plans are. They might want to be another fucking... GOG or Steam or whatever, we don't know. So he's obviously got an agenda on the side, and he can't comment on. But people believe it. That's the problem with the internet. Is people believe when people who seem important say stuff, people believe it to be true. Like he's saying,
well, you know, he's Microsoft that, is the big bad evil corporation.
Yeah, he's saying we have the risk of losing the Win32 platform because Microsoft are going to close down all the software into the UWP platform. And that's just not the case, because if they did that, the software industry would die, because
right.
Everyone would have to rewrite every single piece of software for PC to be on the UWP, because Win32 has been the software architecture for Windows for pretty much most of what we remember Windows to be.
Right, right. And I mean, you know, let's face it, there are other companies out there that have done far worse or far more to close out the system. I mean, you know, you don't – where is his anger towards Apple? Because Apple is the most closed system out there and probably the most popular system out there if you really want to look at it.
And I do remember Infinity Blade coming out on the iPhone. So
yeah.
He's not only a cunt and a liar, he's a hypocrite. He's a hypocrite, Greg, and we don't like him.
Double cunt, lying hypocrite.
We don't like
is
hypocrisy.
Still, is he still on about this guy?
Yes, he is. Tim Sweeney, yes.
Yeah.
Tim Sweeney, if you're listening to this podcast, we apologize.
So he's basically like coming out and doing all this. But yeah, back to your question. My opinion, so far, I like the effort, and I'm happy with the direction they're taking so far. I am weary in the promises that they're making, and I'm not taking too much faith in it because we'll have to see. We don't know how much power Xbox has within Microsoft. Like, Bill wants this and that and the other changing for UWP so that Xbox games and other people's games work better and have like better frame rates and all this. We don't know how much pushback he might be getting, how much, you know, they might be saying, you know, right. next fiscal quarter we'll do it because in this quarter we've already paid for this. We don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. But so far I'm happy with what they've done.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, what is it, Satya Nadella, who's the CEO of Microsoft. I think he understands gaming plays a very important role in the adoption of platforms. Maybe not the ultimate role, but Windows wants to be the everything OS, so they need a proper gaming platform. They can't have what they had. And so... I look at Xbox, and I think Microsoft is now looking at Xbox on a much grander scale, not so much a hardware-driven platform as in a console platform, but I really see them looking at Xbox as being a universal gaming platform for them. So they may have dedicated hardware that can run games that are Xbox games, but they're also looking to make that, you know, Windows will become an Xbox machine, basically.
So, like, Xbox is going to become more of a brand, and you could almost say, like, I don't know what it's like over in the States, but, like...
It already is.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know what it's like in America, but in the UK, you've got, like, Virgin Media and Sky.
Right.
They're a, you know, cable and satellite TV provider. You can buy the box, or you can watch it on your PC.
That's exactly what Xbox is going to become. In my interpretation of everything that's happening, I mean, you can already see it. You have an Xbox app on your Windows 10 PC.
Yeah, I can see all my friends right now. I can see all the friends' chats.
You can see all your friends. That the only thing that they haven't been able to do up until really recent is giving you the games that you could get on Xbox to play on Windows. I think the next step is having that dual door, if you will, that will swing both ways. So if you buy a PC game, you can play it on your Xbox. If you have an Xbox, you can play your Xbox game on your PC. That's, I think, their ultimate goal.
Yeah.
And the next hardware revision for Xbox, I absolutely think it's really going to be the Xbox version of a Steam box. It'll run Windows 10, you know, kind of out of the – you know, you start it up. It'll boot up the Xbox dashboard, but you can you can basically close it out and go to the Windows desktop.
Yeah.
And it'll just be a small little box that'll be just like a console, but it'll be a Windows 10 Xbox.
I can see that. I can see it being there because the cheapest way and easiest way for Microsoft to make these two services is to make them as much one service as they can.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's easier to water one plant instead of two.
Yeah, and all Xbox games, you know, they will go through the Xbox Store. You know, so, you know, for all those people saying they want it to come to Steam, that won't happen.
Yeah.
I've no doubt Microsoft will keep it gated into their Xbox Store, much like EA has their games on Origin. People get over it. You know, they bitch about it all they want, but they still will buy Battlefield off of Origins, yep. And they'll play it.
Definitely. So, but people do this all the time. Like when Origin came out, PC gamers were like, Origin sucks. Fuck EA.
People said the same thing about Steam when it came out, remember?
That's the thing. Yeah, people hated Steam. Then Origin came. Oh, Origin sucks. Fuck Origin. Fuck EA. Then,
Steam is great, right?
Yeah, Steam's great. And then Ubisoft came out with Uplay, and then it was like, oh, fuck Uplay. Fuck Ubisoft. Mm-hmm. They're trying to compete with Origin and Steam. Whatever. And it's like, fucking hell. And now it's like... Microsoft,
Xbox, you know, Store.
Yeah, fuck off. What are you trying to compete with Uplay, GOG, Galaxy, Origin, and Steam for? We don't need another one. It's like,
right. Although I will say, people still say fuck Uplay.
Yeah, people still say fuck Uplay, but people still buy their games because Uplay and EA do this clever thing. They sell some games on Steam.
Right.
But then some games that actually matter, like Battlefield. And I'm guessing, I don't know. I was going to say Far Cry, but I think that was on Steam. Maybe one of the Assassin's Creeds, yeah. I don't think Assassin's Creed. I don't know. I can't remember. Anyway. It's like I'm drinking vodka.
Handsome Devil in the chat he's put Microsoft sees the success of Steam and he's trying to make Xbox games on Windows a competitor in the PC gaming space.
I don't think their plan is to be a competitor to Steam as such because Steam is so massive now. It's almost like it would take them 10 years to get there, and by that point, the landscape will have changed again.
This goes back to the notion of, Steam is in a very unique position, and quite honestly, Origins is also in a very unique position. When you don't make hardware, and you don't have to worry about selling your hardware boxes on shelves, you can do a lot, there's a lot of freedom to that.
Yeah.
And that's why Steam has been successful, because Steam, they don't care about PC sales. At the end of the day, they don't care where you buy your PC, Rich. They don't care if you kit it together. They don't care if you buy a pre-built box. They don't care if you buy it from Target or if you buy it from Best Buy. They just care that you access Steam to buy your games. And they can discount their games below retail because, again, they don't care about retail.
Yeah.
They're a digital online store. They have a huge advantage in that regard. They don't have to worry about pissing off retail, whereas the Sonys, the Microsofts, the Nintendos of the world, and quite honestly, PC makers like Toshiba, Lenovo, they all have to have some concern about what retail thinks, because that's where their boxes get sold.
I think Hans Devil makes a good point about the Steam thing, but I think Microsoft are probably looking more towards EA and Ubisoft as a competitor, because Steam is completely uncurated. It's got 99% of actual human feces on there. And I think they've seen what EA have done, and EA have been successful. There was pushback at the start, but because they make good games, people will go there, right. And that's just the way it is. So,
see,
FIFA and Battlefield are only able to be bought on there, I think. I don't think FIFA's on Steam.
Right. But let me put this in a different picture for you, Rich. I think the ultimate goal of Microsoft is not about making a store that's going to compete against Steam. The ultimate goal for Microsoft is giving PC gamers and giving computer users every reason to go to Windows 10.
Yeah.
So if they make good games that can only be played through Windows 10, and it's not some complete train wreck, and Windows 10 isn't a horrible OS to run for playing video games, then gamers can gravitate to that. They can still go to Steam. They can still go to EA Origins. They can still play those other games, but they get their OS. And I think that is truly their ultimate goal.
Yeah, because a lot of the people that stick with the old OS tend to be gamers. I know there's like hundreds of millions of people on Windows, but a lot of the people that stick around on like 7 in this generation are people who are gamers who don't want number 10 for whatever reason. It was the same with XP. A lot of people stayed with XP right up until 7 because the games ran better on XP than Vista. So it could be that as well. Vista. And I think, and Handsome Devils mentioned about the console parity with the PS4 and the sales being massively low compared to the last gen where Xbox was like had a massive leg up. I don't think Microsoft are concentrating on this generation now, you know? I think they've moved past this generation, and I think they're planning.
They've conceded the hardware is lost compared to Sony this generation.
And I think
they're still doing well, though, aren't they?
They are. They're still tracking ahead of the 360s from what I can understand. Last I saw, they're tracking ahead of it. But it's hard because you make that case, you talk about that, and you know, you're tracking ahead of where the 360 was, which is great. But then it's like, but PlayStation 4 is like 2-1 over you. So that's you start looking at that and you're like,
There are more gamers now than there were 10 years ago as well. That's something people don't realize. It's like year on year or decade on decade, it's like, our sales increase. But you've got an extra 50 million people of age that play games now because that's just the way life is. But they don't take that into account. So those statistics are sometimes lies, Greg. Do you know what taught me that? Education. Education and whiskey. Anyway, what I was going to say was Microsoft, I think they're not concentrating on this generation. I think they're concentrating on next. And what I mean by that is they're going to go into next generation not only with a new box, not only with a new hardware and OS for the Xbox stuff. They're going to go in already with a leg up on Windows 10 gaming. So they're going to, in their minds, they're already going to be ahead of Sony because they've got a massive existing customer base on PC.
I will just say this. I think it is also a shift when we're going to be seeing this more and more, a shift away from being hardware dependent on one hardware spec for the consoles. We're already hearing about Sony and the PS4 Neo. I think this is just the beginning of iterative console hardware, and truly the platform becoming the centerpiece as opposed to the hardware. Yeah. You think back to the PS3 and the PS2, the hardware was really the piece that was the center stone of any console. Mm. It was the hardware. It wasn't about the software interface. It was about the hardware and then the games that you played on it. Whereas with the PS4 and the Xbox One and I really feel future consoles, it's going to be really about the platform itself and less about the hardware because we're going to see iterations. We're going to see little upgrades throughout the life cycles. So, anyway, we have gone off on a huge tangent, but good discussion nonetheless.
Definitely.
And Kim stayed awake for all of it. That was good.
Do what I can.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the news topics. Rich, anything else you want to talk about?
I installed Battlefield 2142, but EA closed the servers years ago and I forgot, so I couldn't play it.
God damn it. That, again, now everybody listening to this that is, you know, has that conspiracy out there, this is why online games are evil.
Yeah. Apparently there's still like in a corner of the internet, there's a server open that you can join if you do download this hack thing, but I wasn't really that nostalgic enough to play it. I mean, it's probably one of my favourite Battlefields, but it all boils down to this next news piece, Greg.
It does. Let's talk about it. So this week, Rich, to huge excitement, Modern Warfare. Sorry.
What?
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 Wash your mouth out.
Modern shitfare.
No, Battlefield 1, the trailer got teased. There was a tease of the tease.
Yeah.
And then they showed off the tease trailer, which clearly is it's Battlefield in World War One.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What a trailer.
Excellent trailer.
Absolutely.
Yes, in fact,
I've had to watch it about 5-6 times at least today.
Those Swedes, they make good cheese. They're not even Swedes, are they? Whoever they are, they make good cheese, and they make fantastic trailers, because I was, honest to God, mouth agape. That's another word I learned through education and whiskey. Mouth agape whilst watching it. And then, when the guy come out, he was like, can we play it again? And they were like, yeah. So they played it a second time at the event.
To quote a famous small person, I drink things, I drink and I know things.
Yes.
Brilliant. Yes. So Battlefield 1, it's going back to World War One. It's an alternate history of World War One, from what we can tell, which I don't know how alternate history it's really going to be. I have a feeling
it's... Looking at the trailer, it's not a stupid alternate history like the Order with the advanced weaponry. It does look quite grounded.
Well, I mean, you say that, Mark, but I don't know if you noticed, but the guy had a little shovel. The shovel wasn't invented until 1975, so...
Well, the hell did they dig the trenches in World War One?
With their hands, that's why they got trench hands. You know,
right.
It doesn't matter.
Don't listen to Rich at all.
No, I think...
Especially any children out there studying for World War One history exams, do not listen to Rich.
I think the alternate stuff comes from where the nations fought, because, like, you're going to be able to have, like, this nation fight that nation,
yeah.
But that didn't happen in real life. Like, I don't know if you noticed, but there was a lot of sand stuff.
Right.
Because of I think that was the Ottoman Empire was in World War One, I believe. The Ottoman Empire, which was like break off from like the original Persian.
Maybe a little Foreign Legion stuff?
Yeah, so there'd be Foreign Legion stuff. There might be like Oriental type warfare, because they always have like a version of China in a Battlefield game. So there might be something over there.
War is not the same without the Chinese. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
To quote an article from VG247, it says, since it was a global war, players will be taken around the world to places such as the Western Front, as well as the deserts of Arabia. Players will also travel to Forest of Argonne in France, where the Meuse-Argonne offensive took place, the Italian Alps, and many cities and villages along the way.
I did not hear China mentioned.
No.
Maybe the Chinese are not involved.
It was a subliminal message.
Subliminal, yeah. So I'm excited about this. I'm especially excited for the biplane combat.
I was just going to say, I cannot wait to be in a biplane with a friend, either flying it or on the gun. That is going to be absolutely fantastic.
I do hope they keep the control schemes a little easier. Yeah. Really horrible jet controls of, was it Battlefield 3? That was really not the easiest, or the helicopter controls. Maybe that's the better comparison. But there's Led Zeppelins, apparently. Or Led Zeppelins. Zeppelins. Led Zeppelins up in the Zeppelin.
That's why it's alternate history. Led Zeppelins on the soundtrack.
Alternate history. Yeah. Led Zeppelins coming down to kill everything. Yeah.
There's horses. War horses.
I know, right?
Yeah, because people still had horses in the war back then.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they did.
The American cavalry was actually cavalry. Not helicopter bullshit like in Vietnam. Let's call it cavalry, even though it's got, you know, propellers. It's actual cavalry with swords. Swords. And and a gun as well, because people had guns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Swords.
And everybody's deliciously favorite mustard gas.
Yeah. Mustard. Did you see the mustard gas? The graphics on that.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
People forget that mustard gas killed 20,000 or 50,000 soldiers in one day.
Every time I hear mustard gas, though, I'm just like, what's the harm in mustard gas? How bad can mustard be?
Put a bit of ketchup on, it'll be right.
Do you want to know what it actually does?
Yeah, a little ketchup neutralizes everything.
it liquefies your lungs. That's what it does. Yeah. But we're putting in the game. How desensitized are we?
I've heard that they're going to be putting gas masks in the game as well, so you can use them to counteract the mustard gas to access that area.
But that's what the guy puts on in the trailer when the yellow gas is there. It looks like he's going down sights, but he was a gas mask.
Yeah.
Think about it. Maybe that's an unlock. Maybe that's going to be part of your loadout. You know, do you bring a gas mask or not?
Yeah, a gas mask.
If you don't have one, you're screwed.
Because they do like this. They said in the thing that they like rock paper scissors gameplay. So it'll be like, do you have a gas mask or a melee weapon?
Right. This will counter this. This will counter that. That counters this.
Yeah. Did you also see the battleships?
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently, you can be in control of them as well. Huh?
It
says vehicles like the battleships are some of the largest ever built in game and will be interesting to play in 64 player battles according to DICE.
But I wonder if it's going to be more like the aircraft carriers.
Yeah, a command thing where you just you'll give in.
You can man a gun.
Yeah,
you can man a gun on it, but you're not going to actually be able to control it and be your ship. Yeah. That's my guess.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be like
battleship. It's going to run at the ground. So,
I don't think it'd be like Battleship Midway or whatever that game is called, where you're like controlling battleships.
Loved that game.
It reminded me, as soon as I saw the battleship thing and the blimp at the end, it reminded me of the Titan. Yeah, the Titan from Battlefield 2142. Have anyone here played 2142? In Battlefield 2142, you had normal conquest and then you had Titan mode. Now, in Titan mode, it was set in like the future of the year 2142. Each team, so like one each, you had a big, massive like airship, and it was called the Titan. And the idea was that the control point flags that you capture, whilst they're in your possession, every so often they fire like a rocket out. So instead of a flag, it was like a silo, and it fires a rocket and hits the Titan, and eventually the Titan shield will go, and then everyone needs to get in like a chopper or whatever, land on the Titan, infiltrate, get inside, and destroy like the reactor in the middle. And then when that reactor's blown up, you get like 60 seconds to jump out. So everyone, when that Titan blows up, the game's over, and then the kill cam goes on the Titan, and everyone who's jumping out, you see them all jumping and parachuting out. So, but the Titan, the commander can move the Titan. So you can move the Titan, starts really far away, and you can move it into the middle of the map, because the Titan has guns on it that you can shoot, but it also has these jet, dropship, like, containers where you can get in and shoot off and land below. So it's strategic where you place it. Now, the blimp, I don't know if you remember, but in the blimp in Indiana Jones had a biplane on it.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that's going to play a part. So the way I see the blimps and maybe the battleships is like the Titan that I've just described. It's a command center that can move, that has offensive and defensive things on it. Change the game.
Yeah, maybe. We will have to wait and see.
But I mean, like the most? Like, if we go around the room.
I think I'm kind of excited for the actual story on this one. I've not been a fan of DICE's stories so far. To be very honest, I think they have been pretty bad in the Battlefield games. But World War One, I think that could be kind of a really good story to tell. So I'm actually really excited for that component of this game. The multiplayer I know is going to be fantastic. But the single player, I'm optimistic at this point that they're actually going to be able to pull something off that's finally good. We'll see.
I honestly have never played the single player in any Battlefield game apart from the Bad Companies. Never touched them. Never been asked. What about you, Kim?
Everything? I mean, is that even an answer? I mean, I haven't played a good shooter since, I don't know,
4?
Probably Battlefield 3. 4.
Just more Battlefield
3, 4. Because Hardline, I don't know, I didn't like it. It wasn't that, I don't know, maybe I just didn't like the cops and robbers aspect of it or whatever. But yeah, I'm excited for all of it. I'm ready to jump back in it and go.
You know what's funny, Kim? Mark decided to download 5,000 pieces of EA DLC. And so I noticed in my queue I had 13 items queued up to download. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
And a lot of it was Battlefield Hardline, and I realized I never actually finished and played the single player, and it's free. And now I kind of have that itch to at least go in and play the single player. I tried the demo. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't really impressed. But maybe, the Infinite Handcuffs, that's kind of exciting.
I never finished the story either, so.
There's a multiplayer add-on called Robbery, and that's free until May 9th. So that's why I downloaded that and a load of other stuff. So.
Yeah, it was just really funny to, like, because I queued up the Overwatch beta, and I'm like, why hasn't that downloaded yet? And I go to my queue, and it's 13 things, and it's like Overwatch is at the very end, and I'm like, oh,
Mark. Damn it, Mark.
Luckily, though, you can actually say what you want.
You can pause them, yeah.
What about you, Mark? What's the thing you're looking forward to most about Battlefield 1?
Just the atmosphere of it. It looks absolutely stunning. And like Kim, the last sort of like decent shooters I played were Battlefield 4 and Titanfall, probably. But they're a couple of years old now. For a first person, anyway. I know The Division, I really enjoy that, but that's more third person. So, yeah. I didn't get on with Call of Duty Advanced Warfare as much as I thought I would. I've not gone back to it. And I've no interest in Call of Duty Advanced, sort of infinite bullshit, whatever it is, fighting in space and different planets. I think they've just gone completely off on a tangent. I'm really looking forward to this. I've already said to Greg, we are getting this no matter what.
Right. So, I've been given marching orders.
And I cannot wait for E3 to see more of this.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Definitely. Rich, did we cover what you're excited for?
The whole thing, like, it's just so good. I don't know. I can't decide, but probably the maps I'm looking forward to most. I like new maps. I like new layouts, new strategies and stuff. So I'm looking forward to see what they do, especially with, like, better hardware than that. And, you know, they've been able to hone on the hardware they've got. So the maps, I think, what's destructible, what can interact. Those big set pieces, like in Siege of Shanghai, when a building comes down, I'm looking forward to seeing more of that. So just the maps, I think. The map is, like, the main character, I think, in Battlefield. I'm just a bystander. I might as well just be observing. It is the maps. And in case anyone didn't know, I don't know if it's the same on consoles, but EA are giving away the map packs for Battlefield 4 over the next few months. Starting now, Dragon's Teeth, if you've not got it already, download it.
That was in Greg's download queue. That's what I mean. They're giving a load of Battlefield 4 and Hardline stuff away, but I think it finishes on Monday.
Yeah.
They're going to give
the new stuff over the next few months.
Let me just throw this out there. I would like to see EA, Activision, Sony, anybody else out there that's making multiplayer games now, multiplayer shooter games where maps are involved. Can you please adopt the Halo, the direction of all maps are free and there's some other kind of DLC that you can buy? But I don't like breaking up the player base. Let us all play all the maps. Do not petition off maps into season passes and make us pay more money to get at those. I think it's a bad thing for gaming.
I remember playing Black Ops 1 on the 360, and I didn't buy the DLC for that. And you're in a lobby with your friends, and then the game would end, and it'd go to the next one, and all of a sudden it'll kick you out because you don't have that map pack. It didn't differentiate. It'd just throw you out if you didn't have it. Which really sucks, and I didn't like that.
Your friends are like, oh, where'd Mark go? And they're like, oh, he's the loser that didn't buy the map.
He didn't buy the map.
Wasn't it like that with Halo 3 as well? Yeah, Halo 3 had Heroic and Legendary, didn't he?
Yeah, they just started doing it with Halo 5, and I really applaud the effort. I like giving all the maps as just it's free.
Yeah, and do you know what? It helps the community more than anything. Keeps everyone together. Who was it? Which developer came out recently and said they didn't want to segregate the community? Was it the Division guys or something? There was a big game come out recently where they said they didn't want to segregate the audience so that all the maps are going to be free.
I don't think it was the Division. Because the Division has paid DLC, season pass DLC, which I'm almost positive will lock out certain areas.
Didn't Gears say something like that for the new Gears?
Gears is doing it a little different. So all the maps are going. So there's 10 base maps that you get with the game, and then they're going to rotate in two new maps every month or every 2 weeks or something like that. And they'll always be free to play in the rotation. If you want, you can buy all of the maps. Basically, you pay for a season pass and you'll get all of the maps, and they'll be on your, you know, your console. So you can likely, I think what it really is for is Horde mode. So if you want to play Horde mode on one of the maps that's not in rotation, you can play that with your friends. And what's nice, and it's the only thing that makes this somewhat palatable, because I'm not crazy about the idea of, you know, again, maps in rotation, but your friends don't have to, if you invite your friends into your game and you've bought the map pack, they don't have to buy the map pack. They can play with you and not have to worry about buying it.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah, it's a silver lining to a questionable, you know, version of the all the maps are free.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Battlefield, it's a thing. We're excited for it.
Gonna be good.
You know, the bad thing is it's gonna be out in October, also the same month Gears is gonna be out. So it's like, oh man. But you know, I'm gonna buy Battlefield 1. There's my question.
I know. I gotta sell more stuff. Apparently,
I'm gonna have to sell a kidney or something. Yep. Yeah.
I was saying kid, not kidney. I'm not taking my own body parts out. I'll sell the kid.
Sell the
first.
Kid. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
So my degree starts again in October as well. Business. So I'm gonna be a.
You're gonna fail.
Gonna fail. Might as well just give the money back.
Medical reasons, Rich. You need to take some time off.
Yep. Definitely.
All right, let us continue on. Some more news. This, for the PC gamer, NVIDIA revealed the GeForce GTX 1080 and GTX 1070 cards this week, both faster than the Titan X. The Titan X was the crown of crowns, jewels in the video game graphics card goodness. Or badness, depending on how you want to be. Rich, are you excited about these cards? Are you jumping out to get one? The GT 70.
He's gone.
Oh, he jumped. Is he literally jumped? Like, as in, like he's gone? No, he's back in 5 minutes. So
yeah.
See, even he doesn't care about this shit.
But
it's important to note. So I mean, these two new fast cards have come out, but they're reasonably priced, and that's, I think, reasonably is probably. Air quotes, because they're still...
Yeah, compared to the Titan X, because the Titan X was ridiculous.
What was it, $1,000?
$1,000, yeah.
Yeah. It was probably, Christmas. What, add five. It was £1,005.
Yeah.
in the UK.
The 1080 has got 8 gigabyte of GDDR5X memory, and right. It's £450, $600.
Right,
so it's
right.
A massive... reduction.
And the 1070 is what? It's $370, $380 US, $270. Yeah. That math can't be right. They didn't do the five thing. Anyway. Yeah. So affordable cards in the big scheme of things, especially when we see jumps in technology.
Well, the push for these are for the VR with the launch of Oculus and the Vive or Vive, or how we pronounce it. Because according to NVIDIA, these have got unprecedented performance and allow PC users the horsepower to play the newest games with settings maxed out, whether played with a monitor or in virtual reality. So,
right, at a fairly reasonable upgrade price.
Yep.
And I think that was part of what was trying to be addressed here, because the lift to get yourself to VR ready for a lot of people was pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully this softens that blow a little bit. All right, now for the final piece of news. So Call of Duty Infinite, Modern Warfare Infinite, is that what it is? Right, Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. It is coming. If you want, you can upgrade to the Call of Duty Infinite Super Duper Bundle that will give you Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare Remastered HD Remastered Reboot version.
Yeah.
That's just for Fraser Morse. This is not being sold on its own.
Nope.
They've come forward and said it will not be sold on its own. It's only sold in this bundle.
The Legacy Pro and Digital Deluxe Revision editions.
Right.
So, and that's really pissed me off, because I'm no interest in buying the new Call of Duty. But if they sold Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare Remastered as a download title on its own, I'd probably be interested in that.
Right.
Because that was the pinnacle of the Call of Duty game franchise.
Yeah, yeah. So this is, I mean, this really is a play at trying to keep Call of Duty Infinite Warfare relevant. They want to make sure that the sales don't dip down. They sure as heck didn't want to see Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4 outsell Infinite Warfare.
Which it would, probably.
Especially if you think about it, because it would have been being sold at, what, $20?
Yeah.
So likely everybody would have picked that up, and then the $60 version of Infinite Warfare would have suffered. So they have smartly, and I say smartly only because it's a shrewd digital move and business move to bundle this together. It's only available, bought together. So this way they can bolster the Infinite Warfare sales, because those that really want Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4 are likely probably going to pick this up. It does look fantastic. I've seen some of the remastered screenshots, so it looks really good. I will say this. I think down the road, once we're maybe 3-4 months into Infinite Warfare being out in the retail stores, that we may see Activision sell Modern Warfare 4 on its own, and they'll do it as, you know, as a you know, because you, the fans, have asked for it, we've decided we're unbundling it as a special to you.
Mm-hmm. I have no doubt at all that 6 months after the release of Infinite Bullshit, this will be sold.
And it'll probably
like
be sold
money.
At,
Activision like money.
It'll probably be sold at $30. So it'll be a little bit more expensive. It won't be, you know, dirt cheap. And but they will do it, and likely people will gobble it up. You know, and it's funny because every year, I mean, literally for the past, what, 4, maybe 5 years, I keep hearing everybody, oh, Battlefield's so much better than Modern Warfare. This is the year Battlefield's going to overtake Modern Warfare. It's going to sell better than COD. And every year, COD still manages to outsell.
Oh yeah.
The dice games, and
I've no doubt this next one will sell. But
I think it's going to sell a ton just because of this add-on. I think it, as much as the outrage has been out there, by the time November rolls around, by the time we've seen everything that they include in this box, people are going to be itching to buy it, and it's going to sell great. You know, they have a really good formula with Call of Duty that, it's not, you know, it's not innovative anymore. It's not doing anything different really year in and year out, but it works. That's the problem, is it still works really well, and it's a good game for you to just jump in and jump out as a solo player. You can go in and lone wolf, and it's not that big of a deal. Is Rich yelling at me yet? He should be any second. All right. We are done with the news. We have some trivia. And
oh boy.
Of course, Jason Johnson, trivia guru he is, he has kindly given us a couple more trivia questions, and Rich is back just in time for the trivia.
Woohoo!
Just quickly, guys, I just had to go to the toilet, get some cake and some tea.
Did you wash your hands?
Yes.
Or are you eating the cake from the toilet?
I'm eating the cake on a. It's. I'm just got to show it on the stream. It's some walnut cake.
All right,
very
walnut
British.
Cake.
Oh, I like coffee and walnut cake.
Yeah, this is walnut cake. The Nvidia thing. Quick note: they're coming out with a new graphics card, which I think is unusual for the tech industry. Anyway,
it's totally unusual.
Are you on about
I've
the GTX 1080 and 1070?
I am. Yeah.
Yeah, we've already talked about that. You fucked off. So
I know. It's unusual to bring out new ones.
It is unusual to have new graphics cards in the industry. We do know that. I think what's unusual is it to have better performance than the leading card from their own, you know, their own machinery, and it actually be priced lower.
That makes no sense. I've never heard that before.
No, none. That's craziness. Craziness for NVIDIA. But what's crazier is the fact that none of you guys are leading in the news quiz leaderboards right now. Somehow you have allowed this Nikolowski.
I think you should ban Nicole.
I'm you know.
Yep, I agree.
I'm, I'm going to have to start asking Jason to throw softball questions to you guys on the weeks that she's not on, just so you might be able to get one right, because it's ridiculous that you have allowed her to get this lead that she has. In fact, I don't even know where she's at right now. I think she's like 4 or 5 points ahead of you, Mark.
Yeah.
And Rich and Kim, you guys are, you know, kind of in just behind Mark, but you know, there's a gap. You have 2 weeks.
I'm ashamed.
2 weeks, because I don't believe Nicole's going to be on next week either. Okay. 2 weeks to possibly make some headway. So put your thinking caps on. It's quiz time. So here we go. Two quiz questions. I'm going to ask you guys to give your answers in our chat notes so I can see them all happening at the same time. And please give them at the same time. You know, we need to make sure this happens with Nicole. You know, no peeking. Not that Nicole peeks. She's just a really good guesser. She is one of the best guessers I've ever seen. all right, here we go. First question, are you all ready?
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
You all just got the question. There you go.
Yay. Okay. 10 points for that one, yeah?
Woohoo!
All right, here we go. How many playable characters are in Battleborn? How many playable characters are in Battleborn? Is it A, 30, B, 25, C, 20, or D, 23? How many playable characters in Battleborn?
God, I have no idea, man. I've not even looked.
A, 30, B, 25, C, 20, or D, 23? Are you all ready to give an answer?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Rich?
Yeah.
Please give it now.
Ooh, everyone's all right. Different.
Everybody has a different answer. So Mark has said B, Kim has said A, Rich has said C. That was really hard for me to say. The correct answer, somebody has it, by the way. Somebody in this podcast has got the correct answer. It is B.
Yeah.
God damn it.
25 playable characters are in Battleborn. Now, this does not count any future DLC or downloadable characters, but yes, 25 at launch. There you go. Mark on the board with a point.
Well, Nicole's sort of like method of guessing works, doesn't it? A technique of guessing everything works.
I guess. Mine didn't work out so well.
Well, we will see how well it works on this next question. Here we go. Second question coming in. What was the name of the first game developed by BioWare? What was the name of the first game developed by BioWare? Is it A, Jade Empire, B, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, C, Baldur's Gate, or D, Shattered Steel?
Oof.
What is the name of the first game ever developed by BioWare? Once again, your choices are A, Jade Empire, B, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, C, Baldur's Gate, or D, Shattered Steel. Mm. Everybody ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, please give me your answers now.
Oops.
Secret answer All F. Right.
Again, Everybody has different answers.
I went for the one I've never heard of.
And
but I was going to say C.
I can safely say somebody has gotten it right.
I'm going to rub my lucky Buddha.
Rub your lucky. Did you say Buddha or butter?
Buddha. Well, yeah. You guys call it a Buddha, but.
Yeah, Buddha.
Well, Buddha. Yeah,
there's only one you in it.
I'm just glad it clarified, you know.
Yeah, if you're rubbing butter, I'm just saying, you're rubbing something. All right. The answer to the question is D, Shattered Steel. Mark, getting 2 points. Well done, Mark.
I reckon that must be the oldest because it's one I haven't heard.
Yeah.
Yes, Shattered Steel was a mech game, as a matter of fact.
Right.
I'm just making some points here, noting some things for myself for later on, and you guys will screw with that, I'm sure. All right, let us move on. Rich, why don't you read our new releases, Rich?
Sure thing.
Cheater.
You know what? I apologize. You're eating your cake.
No, it's fine, honestly.
Okay. I don't want to accuse you of being a cake eater.
No, never. okay, new releases. These are games that are coming out soon, so they're new. We have Stellaris on PC May 9th. The Binding of Isaac Rebirth.
Afterbirth.
Afterbirth.
I hope that isn't literally an afterbirth.
Oh.
That
I
don't know.
Because the actual game itself, Binding of Isaac, was quite a gross game in itself, wasn't it, apparently?
It might be Afterbirth.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
But this game has like come out like four times.
The Center Edition.
That's coming out May 10th on the PS4. We've got the Magic Circle Gold Edition. May 10th as well on the PS4. We've got Mega Tag Mansion Blank plus Neptune vs. Zombies on the Nintendo Vita. Highly acclaimed.
Did you just say Nintendo Vita?
I did.
Fair enough.
That sugary Mac cake's going straight to your head.
Yes.
Starbreak on the personal computer, May 10th. We've got Tasty with double E, Lethal Tactics on PC, also May. There's so many games coming out on May 10th.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be going to work that day. How am I going to do that when I'm downloading all these? Uncharted 4, now that's the one.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
That's the one that no one's going to buy on this list.
Right.
I'm actually not buying it, Dave, but I will definitely be getting that at some stage.
Yes.
So that's coming out. Goliath is coming out on the PC on the May of the 12th.
Is this the VR game, by the way, Goliath?
Goliath.
I think it is, isn't it?
Goliath is the game where you can play it. They've got... I'm just reading the website here.
You don't play as David, do you? You've got a little slingshot and a stone.
It's Oculus? No?
Yes, it is the VR game. Yeah, so you control the Goliath.
I don't know.
All right, anyway, I think that's what it is.
No, it's by Octopus. I don't know. It's a game.
Anyway,
it's a video game.
Let's move on.
Refrain Prism Memories on PC May 12th. The other big release this week, guys, is Doom. Anyone picking it up?
No
plans as of yet. Although I have to admit, after watching the TV trailer, because it's been playing nonstop, like on Fear of the Walking Dead and all of the shows that I watch, I'm kind of tempted by Doom, but I think I'll wait for price drops on Doom.
Are you more tempted with the single player or the multiplayer?
Single player, I could give
it. The multiplayer is too quick for me now. Getting old.
The old fogies. We've got it pre-ordered on PS4, so that'll be coming day one.
Nice.
I'll probably get it on PC on a cheap sale at some point, maybe Christmas time, to play it properly, because I can't play with those PS4 pads. We're only getting it on PS4 because my missus likes it, so she's getting it, and I'm like, all right.
We will wait to hear your review, Rich.
Are you getting it on disc?
On physical, like, CD-ROM.
All right. When you finish the campaign and you got bored of it, you could pop it in the post. I can have a play.
Possibly, yeah, possibly. It's only
I'll send you one of my games.
It's only a post away. Hero Defense, The Haunted Island on PC May 13th. I just need to check, guys. Is that a Friday? Oh yes, it is. A Haunted Island game coming on a Friday the 13th.
13th, yeah.
I think that's a happy accident. And then Project G also on May 13th.
Yes.
Project G, for anyone who doesn't know, is a game no one gives a fuck about. And now it's actually a racing game. No, it's not. It's a shop that sells parts in Baldwick Park, California. Project G, they sell auto parts. Google searches weird things sometimes when you put something in.
It does.
Bring something else. So yeah, if you want to play Project G, apparently you have to go to Main Avenue, Baldwin Park, CA. I'm guessing that's Massachusetts, United States.
Did you say CA or?
CA, yeah. Capital C.
CA is California.
That wasn't obvious.
California. Yeah, not at all.
New releases, that's it. New games.
Oh, thank you for that, Rich. Don't forget your monthly freebies if you are an Xbox Live subscriber or a PS Plus subscriber. Games with gold this upcoming month. We've got Defense Grid 2 and Costume Quest 2. And then for backwards compatible games, Grid 2 and Peggle. All available for your pickup. For PS Plus, Tropico 5 and Tabletop Racing World Tour and Switch Galaxy Ultra. I think that's all one game. I could be wrong. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe Switch Galaxy Ultra is its own thing.
Switch Galaxy Ultra, yeah. Then you've got God of War, Ghost of Sparta.
Got it. And then, of course, like you just mentioned, that's on the Vita. Switch Galaxy, God of War, Ghost of Sparta, and PS3 games, Bionic Commando Rearmed 2, and Loco Roco Coco Roach, Cocoricho.
Yeah.
Cocoricho?
It's good enough for me.
It's Cocoricho. Oh,
it's pronounced Steve.
Steve. On PlayStation 3, you get Steve. All right. Let us continue forward. Some play dates going on. The Forza 6 second round is happening for the BTCC Championship with the lovely track people. Of course, we have results after round one with Henwood in the lead, Smurftastic coming in second, and Womble is sitting in third place. Interestingly, I don't see Bongo's name up there. I'm starting to fear his racing skills are diminishing. Too much time behind the ice cream stand, Bongo. So there have already been 15-plus entrants, so if you want to get involved, you do need to contact either at the Henwood or at ParsnipNose3000 on Twitter, or you can just shoot over to the trackracingforum.com, and they will hook you up and get involved. So in terms of contests, the We Are Epic right now is on summer break, but the Victory Achieves continue on because I sang a great song, Victory Achieve, Victory Achieve.
Did you listen to last week's show, Greg?
Still happening. I did not get to that point, by the way. I've stopped listening right after the news quiz.
It's put to music now.
I will have to give it a listen. But Kim, yes. Be so kind. Walk us through Victories Achieved.
Gets it when it's a short list?
Because I am kind.
Yeah.
Tell us, why do we care about this thing called Victor's Achieved, Kim? What is it? What's in it for me, a gamer? If I'm somebody listening to this in Twitch or on iTunes and I'm listening to our podcast for maybe the first time, if you are, by the way, welcome. Why should I care about this? Why?
Well, for the most important thing of all, money. That's right, money. Because if you win our little contest here, you can either win $20 or £15 of the gift card of your choice, whether that be PlayStation or Xbox or Steam. Or maybe, I don't know, any other thing we can come up with at the time.
Just
dollars?
No, you can't in dollars. No Russian rubles. No Nintendo money either. No.
Nintendo. Me Tomo credits.
Yes, you must own a proper console.
So anyway, to get in the running of our little contest here, you take a picture of yourself and with the game that you've played, whether it be the credits, the title, the game-winning Chivo, whatever, and you send it to our Twitter, which is G4TEDOTCOM. Spell the dot. It's important. Otherwise, we won't get it. Right. Some other strange G4TE place will get it, and they won't understand.
And you won't get credit. And we should note, don't just take a picture of yourself for the hell of it with a game in the background. You do need to complete the game. You know,
yes.
Part of this is completing the game. So you've finished it. You've achieved victory over that game. I just want to make sure we don't get random pictures of naked people with games in the background.
Oh, dear Lord, I don't know.
The naked people, just send them up to @OC_Murphy's Law.
I've just realized something,
make sure
guys.
You hashtag it victory achieved. What's that?
Realize you can't ever lose a game and that be the end.
Like, true. Not anymore.
True.
Like you don't. When you lose, it's like you die. You come back and you never like complete a game and lose. Like I can't remember the last time I played a game where I lost. No. Maybe Silent Hill.
Well, there are some games. Yeah. There are some games now that have different endings. So you could consider that, you know, like the good ending versus the bad ending. You do lose that way.
Yeah, because I remember one of the endings in Silent Hill 1, I got abducted by aliens. That was the UFO ending. I got that.
Right.
That was a weird one. You don't lose a lot in games these days. Imagine that, you die and you go, oh well. You don't press continue. I lost that game. I played GTA
This goes back to the days of the coin-op arcades where, you know, you threw your you know, a couple quarters in and you got as far as you could get and it was like game over screen. You're like, oh, fuck this. I'm out of here. Yeah.
That's it, I'm done.
I'm done, I lost.
I'm never playing Hugo again. That was a really shitty arcade game.
I played so many hours of Galaga in the arcades. Loved that game.
Good times.
Anyway, Kim, continue on.
Yes, our victories achieved for May 7th of 2016 are Rambo, with J. Rambo with Fallout 4. Adams, SKD86 with Minecraft Story Mode Season 1.
Nice.
Kill Shreed with R-Type. And that is all. So congratulations.
they all get this special little tune.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. It's better now with the music. It really is better with the music.
It's still worth the price of admission right there.
Is that Final Fantasy music, is it, or something?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. The fact that you put my voice with Final Fantasy music actually makes me a little nauseous.
It's probably music to Jason's ears, though.
Probably. Probably. all right. And also worth noting, Bongo does have a little side thing happening here, which is basically every person that does a Victory's Achieved also is part of his completion chart, which the more games we complete as a community, the more money he will be donating come Extra Life in September/October. I think it's October this year. I could be wrong. So far he has over 37 different people have scored into his completion chart, which means 37 different people have basically beaten games, completed them, and now are costing Bongo lots of money. And so far he is committed to donating at least $147, which no doubt he will be charging to his corporate credit card. Don't tell his boss.
Yeah.
And there will be prizes available to those that kind of win this out. There's the more games you win, basically the higher up the chain you go. But we'll get into that again next week. That said, I think it's time we wrap this podcast up. We've been going for a good hour and a half and change.
Yeah, so yeah. This will be a long one.
It's late. Mark is looking tired. Rich is practically ready to go to bed. Yeah, Rich just had his night dessert. Although with the sugar from the walnut cake, I think you're going to be up for hours, for the record.
Probably. My girlfriend's going away tomorrow to Prague.
To Prague?
Yeah, for the week.
Wow.
It was our last night together before she goes away. I ain't sleeping, though.
I know what you're doing tonight.
I ain't sleeping.
Well, we know what's happening now, huh?
Yeah.
All right. On that note, let's wrap this up. If you want to be part of the conversation, you can watch our podcast weekly on Twitch. Just type in live.g4te.com into your browser of choice. It will magically take you to the Twitch page for our podcast. Just be sure to be there at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. I'm sorry to say 11 p.m. UK time. And you can watch us live as we podcast. You can be part of the chat, or the chat, as we like to call it. You can email the podcast if you would like. podcast@g4te.com. You can follow us on Twitter @OC_podcast. That is our Twitter feed. We do have a Facebook group that is growing pretty large. And just go to fb.g4te.com. And, of course, any kind of reviews, iTunes reviews, Stitcher reviews, YouTube reviews, because we do post our podcast up onto YouTube as well. You can find us in a lot of different ways. We just want to make it easy for you to be part of our community, which is a bunch of nice older people that can buy our own beer. That's what being part of the G4TE.com community really is about. Buy your own beer, bring your own whiskey, bring your own wine, whatever you want to do. You must be an alcoholic, apparently, to be part of this community.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Rich, you have been gracious in hosting the podcast through OBS. You have been running the show in the background numerous times. So I want to start off by thanking you for all of that. You've been awesome at doing all of that for us. And I'm going to let you give the first shout-outs.
Well, you know, some people call me like a hero. Some people say, like, he's the greatest man I've ever known. I don't know about all that, but...
you're not modest at all, either, are you?
But yeah.
I want to shout out RNC Scissors. Is that guy, like, someone's, like, relative?
I don't know. I think he's new to the chat, but he's been very interactive tonight. It's been really good.
No, I think
We should give a shout-out to everybody, by the way, that's in... the chat.
Yeah, I think I'm sure he's someone's relative.
Somebody's relative. We may not know.
That's same old ground's wife, Michelle. So
what is it, right?
I believe so.
Okay.
Because that's her gamer tag on Xbox.
Right.
Now, okay. I might be totally wrong. I might have just called a dude a chick. I don't know, but I'm fairly certain
that's Michelle. We've done that before. It's not. It's not fucking new.
Yeah. Sorry, Shannon.
yeah, we've had Viva La Pedros in there as well. We've had Handsome Devil. Gamer Girl, that's Kim. Stacey Tentos, that's a new name I haven't seen before.
Stacey, hello.
No, don't go there.
That's right, my brother's name is Stacey.
I've been mistaken before, I'm guessing every year. Ginny was in earlier, so yeah.
All right.
It's been good.
I want to shout out Roberto and Pilch Reed on the Twitter, and I want to shout out Lordly because doing stuff, but these people retweet my shit that I sometimes splurge on Twitter, so they retweet stuff, so shout out to them. I think we're playing Rocket League tomorrow, so we'll see. And yep. Yeah, shout out to you guys. It's been a funny night.
It has been a funny night. It has indeed.
Mark, your turn.
I want to shout out the sun because it's been shining gloriously today, and I hope it lasts all week because I have a week off work. Which brings me to my second shout out because it's my birthday on Monday. So happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday.
You're going to be 21, right?
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
71?
Yeah.
71. Yeah, I wish.
40. All right.
Well,
46. Yeah, 46 on Monday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Granddad.
Thank you. And over to Kim.
Just let that go.
Oh, I'm a granddad.
Right.
I can't deny it now, can I?
That's what
I know
is,
you
yeah.
can. That's a tough one to deny.
Yeah.
There's
proof.
Well, happy birthday, Mark. Early birthday.
Yes.
You know, thanks for you guys. This is fun, as usual. You know, thanks to all our people in the chat and for showing up and, you know, making us laugh and wondering why the hell I was laughing at things and whatnot. I don't have an imaginary friend with cookies. I don't know.
I was actually thinking you had an imaginary friend with cookies because I could not figure out why you were laughing. I was not paying attention to the chat.
Yeah. It was my sister. She came in here for some odd reason. She thought I would be interrupted by the beeping of the stove when the oven went off. And I thought, well, there's walls and a door between me and the kitchen. So I'm pretty sure I'll never even hear the damn beeping, but all right.
Nice.
You know. But anyway, as always, it was enjoyable, and, you know, we'll do it all again and whenever. So,
next so week.
Greg. Is it next week? All right.
Yes, next week is when we'll be doing it again.
All right.
I want to shout out the three of you. Thank you both, or all three of you. I shouldn't say both. All three of you. Well, because Rich is a picture. I don't see his actual physical face right now, so it makes it difficult at times for me to envision a live person there. But yeah, the three of you for being part of the podcast, showing up today. It was a lot of fun, as always. And as Kim said, we do it all because we enjoy the podcast. We enjoy interacting with the community. It's really what drives us.
I think it's mostly we hate our spouses.
Yeah. We do hate our spouses, yes.
I don't have one of those, so I have nothing to worry about there. So.
True hater right there.
True hater.
You have a virtual one. You have four, don't you? Four
yeah.
virtual
yes.
Yeah, you know.
I do want to shout out you, Mr. Mark, for getting older. It's a privilege to see you age so gracefully. I want a shout out or an unshout out. I don't know how you want to take this, but True Skills are going to be having a gamer decathlon, basically. Although it's not going to be 10 events, for the record. It's going to be like 3.
So it's a triathlon then, Greg.
It's just triathlon, yeah. In essence, yes. A triathlon. They said decathlon, not me, by the way.
All right, okay.
We're going to be basically fighting against them. We were shooting for an actual physical confrontation because I'm pretty sure Nicole would take everybody. But she's an angry woman, for the record. Angry. Kim, you would be first to go because you were the nicest woman I've ever met. Anyway.
Trip me, that'd be the end of it, you know.
But no, we're going to be facing off against them. It is going to be, the unskilled gamers of True Skill against the glorious Overseas Connection podcast team. We are going to be flying the red, white, and blue banner for both our countries because that's what it is, red, white, and blue for both our countries. See how that all works.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I'm looking forward to seeing them get their asses handed to them. This is me officially throwing the gauntlet down if you can't figure that out yet. Exciting times to come. We likely will be broadcasting these events on the Twitch channels. You probably want to tune into our Twitch channel if you want the good commentary.
If you want the victory side.
Right, the victory side. Or the, those mother effers just cheated. That also could be coming from our end. Anyway, But yeah,
we're saying that now, and we're going to get absolutely fucking hammered out.
Yeah, they're gonna clean our clocks. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, I know Step J is good at every game he plays, so.
He cheats.
Yeah.
No, I have faith. I have faith in our Halo, and I have faith in our Forza. Rocket League, I'm a little concerned with.
I think Rocket League's one of those games where it could be anybody's.
True. They seem to play a lot of it, though. I'm just throwing that out. So,
okay, yeah. Rocket League is their game, but...
Yes. They did not want to play Gears, by the way. They're afraid of us in Gears.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Nicole scared him off.
Right. Yeah. Right. I tried to tell her to tone that down.
Yeah, I told her to turn the chainsaw off when she sent that out, but...
But anyway, so that's coming up. That will be in June. I don't know specifically when in June, sometime in June.
Yeah. I just want to mention as well to, I forgot his name, Twitter name, is it Game Over U3UK or something? Hardeep, anyway, from the True Skill Guys. He sent me an email which I've forwarded on to you guys with all the sort of like specs of what we're going to do. I'm sorry I've not replied to you properly on email yet, but we are sort of like aware of what's going on, and we are going to get in touch very soon.
This is our official reply.
Yeah, bring it on.
Yep, that's it.
Bring it. All right. I think that's it. Mother's Day. You know what? If you're a mother, tomorrow is Mother's Day in the US. I don't know if it's in the UK.
No, we've had Mother's Day already.
Shit, have we?
That was in March.
Oh, yeah.
Don't panic, Rich. You don't need to go out and buy a card at a petrol station in the next half hour.
unless you didn't get a Mother's Day card back in March, maybe you should now and say, I found it finally. In the U.S., if you're a mother, you're listening to this podcast, happy Mother's Day. It is that special day where you should get the recognition you deserve for fostering all of the children that we spawned upon you. That's it. I think we're done. Yep. We can get out of here. Maybe some music, Mark?
Yep. Here we go. I've got a special bit of music because we've been that enamored with the Battlefield reveal. So here we go.